thought it was wrong, you had made it your job.
Happy Shades of Blue, welcome you back into the Chris Edwards Show, Chemostabby. But a little reminder, this whole four-hour segment from 7 to 11 is being listened to over in Bitburg, Germany, at the airbase by tape recording, and we're dedicating the whole show to those guys over there. Keep up the good work, fellas. 2 minutes after 9 o'clock chime time, let's open it up. Hit one! Number 7. The Loving Mouthful.
Did you ever have to make up your mind? And leave the other behind. It's not often easy and not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind? Did you ever have to finally decide and say yes to one and let the other one ride? There's so many changes and tears you must hide. Did you ever have to finally decide? Sometimes there's one with big blue eyes, cute as a bunny, with hair down to here and plenty of money. And just when you think she's that one in the world, your heart gets stolen by some monster little girl. And then you know you better make up your mind and pick up on one and leave the other behind. It's not often easy, not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind?
You ever have to make up your mind? Number 7 song, Love is Spoonful at Sweet 16. 4 minutes after 9, chime time!
Why let dirt and salt air deposits ruin the finish of your car? It's so easy and economical, too, to wash your car at Autoteria, anytime, day or night. Just drive into Autoteria in Riviera Beach. For only 25 cents and 5 minutes of your time, you can do it yourself, and you don't need to dress for the occasion. There's no mess. Just deposit your coin, then wave the magic wand. Presto, your car is clean. And the exclusive silicone-based detergent at Autoteria leaves a protective wax finish. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Autoteria is just north of Blue Heron Boulevard, across the railroad tracks on Old Dixie Highway, Riviera Beach. P.S. It's good for your boat, too.
Yeah, I just got a brand new car, and I'm going to take it down there tomorrow to get all the dirt I got on it today off. You know, along with my mother-in-law. I give her a bath at the Autoteria, too. You know. Can't fit her in the tub. Today, during a violent rainstorm, I have to tell you what happened. Peggy Hudsell over there in Monroe Heights called me up at my house. I don't know how she got my number. I think she called the Secret Service or something. I said, will you please tell your mother-in-law to quit taking a bath? It's flooding my lawn. Hit one! Number 6666. She is a fatty. And I am a rock. Simon and Garfunkel.
Winter's day.
I'm also sick. I know.
In a deep and dark December, I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock. I am their fortress deep and mighty. That none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. Of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. No one touches me. I am a rock. I am an island. And a rock feels no pain. And an island never cries.
I am a rock.
Each other.
That's number six. Simon and Garfunkel from the Sounds of Silence album. Made it big as it came out of it. Chime time, 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Would you believe number five, huh?
Number
five.
Number
five, 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 five.
Gary Lewis, the Playboy's former Pink Kid of the Week. Hey, Gary, you're a good veterinarian. What's good for a sick cow? Tell me.
Green grass.
Oh,
right.
Grass from your green mouth. Yeah. You want to do something? You want to do the weather? Tell us, Johnny. What do you want to do?
I'd like to have a drink.
Not in this place, you're not, man. Hey, Randy. Hey, we got much more music provided on Sweet 16 on the dot. You have any idea what number four is?
Let me see. Number four.
Oh, yes. Number four in our countdown to number one was the record that was super hit line rated number five last week. John Morgan reported tonight that it was number one out on the coast. And Percy Sledge has got himself a smash. It's called... Percy can yell it a lot loud. What, Percy? What is it?
When a man loves a woman,
That's Percy Sledge, or When a Man Loves a Woman. Oh, yeah, number four on the All-American Super Hit line of hot hits. Ah, three more to go until our countdown is over. And we'll play, of course, the pick hit of the week all over again, which is the brand new one from the Dave Clark Five called Please Tell Me Why. Now, I'm not ruling out the possibility that Look Before You Leap will become as big a hit because they are both so very, very close in hit potential that either side and or both sides could even climb to the top. So watch it. Dave Clark Five's brand new records, the All-American Pick Hit. Hang on, Civic Spotlight, and then number three.
All round town with the All-American
WHEW Civic Spotlight.
Riviera Beach High School cheerleaders are having a Gasorama Saturday, June 4th. You may purchase a $3 ticket from any Riviera Beach High School cheerleader or at the Gulf Station across from the North Palm Beach Country Club. But on Saturday, June 4th, from 7 till 10, you may go to the gas station and get $3 worth of gas. It's gas! Stop and get a gas ticket or something.
Mail your news of any religious, civic, or social events to Civic Spotlight, WHEW Box 2905, West Palm Beach. And listen throughout the day for events and activities on
Sweet 16 WHEW, All-American.
Last week, this had number one in front of it. This week, number three.
Hit one!
Number
three.
The Rolling Stones. Paint it black, number three. We've got a new number one tonight.
I see a rector as I want it into black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see a line of cars and they're all painted black. With flowers and my love hope never to come back. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
Happen again, doesn't it?
It is black!
Number three, the Rolling Stones on WHEW. Number one! 18 minutes after 9 o'clock on Chris Edwards Countdown on a Wednesday night special.
Sweet 16 WHEW.
Here's a message of interest for all you young fathers under 30. Century Insurance now offers a new life insurance plan that's just as modern and up-to-date as your new automobile or refrigerator. With Sentry, your dollars can now buy more protection during the years your family is growing, and you still build cash for your own retirement. To find out what's new in life insurance, call Bruce Mackey, your local Sentry insurance man. Call Bruce Mackey now. The number is 833-2663. You'll be glad you did. At Sentry, S-E-N-T-R-Y, insurance.
What's on Bruce Got Sweet 16 W-A-G-W?
Here's one that's really up, and this week it is...
It's mine!
Number two. Number one on the request line, number two in sales. It's number two this week. Louie, 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 Louie! Number two song, Louie, Lua, hey, on Sweet 16. What's number one? Well, it's quite obvious, but we'll make you wait a minute anyway.
Big bonus buy on Philco Stereo Hi-Fi Radio Phonograph at Carson Furniture. Save on this beautiful console and get a ladies' or man's wristwatch free with your purchase during May. We repeat, with every Philco Stereophonic High-Fidelity Radio Phonograph console sold at Carson Furniture in May, a ladies' or man's wristwatch free. See the 60-inch long Lowboy with AM and FM radio, 4-speed automatic changer. Get your wristwatch as a free bonus only in May. Hurry, only $30 down, $6 weekly. Carson Furniture, 809 North Dixie, West Palm Beach.
Let's open it up and find out what's on top this week.
Do it, baby!
Hit one! Number
one.
Heard first on Sweet 16, Neil Diamond's on top with Cemetery Man.
Well, Linda was mine. Time that I found.
That's what the guys have at Rayford tonight.
Holding Jim, loving him. Then Sue came along, loved me strong. That's what I thought. Me and Sue, that I do. Don't know that I will, but until I can find. Look, girls, I'm staying. Won't play games behind me. But I'll be what I am. A solitary man. wartime pain, paper rain. I know it's been done, having one girl who loves you, right or wrong, we go strong.
Beach's number one song, Neil Diamond's Solitary Man.
Sweet 16,
Lindsay. Hard!
Here's an all-American big hit, ready to rock it.
Dave Clark 5. Please tell me why. Big hit action. Please tell me why. Don't forget about the other side. Look before you leap. That can be just as big a smash on Sweet 16. 27 after 9 o'clock chime time. Let's open up the Goldies one time here.
Sweet 16, Golden Classic.
This is for a very nice lady down at St. Mary's Hospital tonight. Connie Francis and Mama.
Ti sospiro il mio cuore.
Francis and Mama. Ah, yes, indeed, Chemo Savvy. That's for Joe's mama tonight. He's out at St. Mary's Hospital. That's just for you, Chemo Savvy. Yes, indeed. 9:31 on Sweet 16, WHEW, Riviera Beach, serving the Palm Beaches. David Ford with headlines. We'll be right back with Paperback Writer. The Beatles are the home of the young Americans.
WHEW Headline News.
We have 73 degrees in the Palm Beaches at 9:31.
Dateline, Florida.
Two railroads and the Jacksonville Terminal Company have asked the U.S. Supreme Court to bar resumption of unlimited picketing at the terminal until a final decision is made on its legality. The United States has taken a key step in its 8-year drive to land men on the moon in this decade. A prototype of the awesome Saturn V rocket that will send them there was unveiled today at Cape Kennedy. Police in Fort Lauderdale today reported they were investigating a group of boys who allegedly made explosives, planned a bank robbery, and produced LSD. The boys, who police described as laboratory geniuses, included two top seniors at the highly rated Experimental Nova High School. An 8-year-old boy was struck and killed by a bolt of lightning near West Palm Beach today. Authorities identified the boy as Stephen Ventura of Gramercy Park. He was reportedly playing in a street when the storm front passed over the area, bringing with it rain and the deadly lightning.
Dateline National.
A police officer testifying at a coroner's inquest in Los Angeles said his killing of a Negro motorist earlier in the month was an accident. Feeling has been high in the Watts district since the shooting. President Tito of Yugoslavia, in power since 1944, today observed his 75th birthday. And according to a report by the government of Chile, floods have taken 15 lives and 30 others are still missing.
Top story of the hour.
Dateline Cape Kennedy. The Air Force today blamed last week's failure of an Atlas carrying the Gemini 9 target satellite on a random short circuit. The cause of the Atlas engine to swivel out of control, this was their report. An Air Force statement said that, quote, it was not the result of any system deficiency or design weakness. The Atlas tumbled out of control 130 seconds after launch May 17th and crashed into the Atlantic Ocean without giving its Agena Rendezvous rocket a chance to try for an orbit.
The weather is in.
For the metropolitan Palm Beaches, the weather forecast calls for partly cloudy skies through Friday with scattered showers likely at night. Winds will be from the south, 5 to 15 miles per hour variable. Rain probability 70% tomorrow afternoon, other times 30%. Expect a low tonight 68 degrees, the high tomorrow 88. The low tomorrow night forecast to be once again 68. The relative humidity now stands at 84%. The winds come to us from the south at 5 miles per hour. The barometer 29.86 and rising in the Palm Beaches 73 degrees.
WHEW ABC Riviera Beach. home of the All-Americans, Hit Line.
Tonight, those are the Beatles on Sweet 16. You're right in the middle of a Chris Edwards Beatle doubleheader, the station that invented Beatle doubleheaders years ago. And who do we have on the phone here? What's your name?
Peggy Kronberger.
And Peggy Kronberger goes to which school?
Commerce Gardens Elementary.
How lovely. Go ahead, Peggy. Four names.
Okay, Danny and Brian, and a very special dedication to John and his true love, Janet Hall.
All right, thank you very much. What's your name, please?
Judy, sir.
Oh, Judy from Watkins. Go ahead.
Mandy, Miss Rita, Lorraine, and Sandy and Dawn.
All right. Thank you very much, Judy Kassir. Lonnie, what's your name, please?
Valerie Morgan.
Hello, Valerie from Northborough. Go ahead.
Sandy, Sharon, Gina, Jackson, and Pat, a very special dedication to Jack.
All right. Let's see what other Beatle record we're going to play. Will you please hand me the Beatle records? Let me see. Oh, wait. What do we have here to play? The Beatles, 8 days a week, Can't Buy Me Love. Matchbox, Slow Down. I'll get you in the end. I want to hold your hand. Help, there's a place I know. She's a woman and I feel fine. Love me do, she loves you. If I fell in love with you, Dwayne Barnier, you can't find the record if you tried, because we're going to play it anyway.
If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true and help me understand? 'Cause I've been in love before, and I found that love was more than just holding hands.
If I give my heart to you, I must be sure from the very start that you would love me more than.
My pride like her, 'cause I couldn't stand.
when she lands, we are two. 'Cause I couldn't stand the pain, and I would be sad if our new love was in vain. So I hope you see that I would love to love you, and that she will cry when she learns we are two. If I fell in love with you,
if I fell in love with you, the Beatles on a Beatle doubleheader.
Sweet 16's All-Americans welcome the newest All-American, Day 4, the new morning mayor of the Palm Beaches. Be listening for the Day 4 show from 6 to 10 a.m. as WHEW's All-Americans continue to plan for your entertainment.
All-American sports on Sweet 16 WHEW.
The score is just in the National League at the end of three innings. The Atlanta Braves won. The Cincinnati Reds also won. Also in the National League.
That's beautiful.
Right. Also in the National League at the end of three, as he tries to break me up, the Chicago Cubs won and the St. Louis Cardinals won.
Boy, you sure smell.
Yes. At the end of three innings, also in the National League, the Houston Astros 3 and the New York Mets nothing. Now what do we have, sir?
The Big Fat Christian Show.
He's a go-go.
You did very well. You really did.
Now can I do the American League?
You haven't. Go ahead, be my guest.
They demand equal time, you see. Okay, at the end of six innings, the Kansas City Athletics 3 and the Washington Senators 1, also in the American League. At the end of six, all tied up 5-5, the Twins and the Red Sox. And at the end of three innings, the Cleveland Indians 5 and the Detroit Tigers nothing. One more time, Mickey Mantle drove in 5 runs with 2 homers to lead the New York Yankees to an 11-6 win over California. His homers gave him a career total of 477, which is more than Edwards could ever get, to inch him past Stan Musial and into 8th place in the all-time list. Fella, do it.
That was just terrible.
What's new, pussycat?
Sweet 16 W-H-E-W.
May we?
My duck knows who feeds him, you know. The strange lungs! Willie and the hand giant! Sure shot!
Hand down. Hand down. Do that crazy hand.
Jive, Willie and the Head Jive, The Strange Loves, doing an old Johnny Otis song from about 10 years ago, Bucky.
Yes.
Heard it right here on the home of radio's All American Spleen.
Sweet 16 WHEW, All American.
Tired of doing the same old thing?
Yes.
Then visit George's Cocktail Lounge and Restaurant, open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 5 a.m. Stop in for complete dinners, steaks, chops, or seafood, prepared by Riley and served in a secluded, candlelighted VIP room. Plan a big weekend of dancing to the music of TJ and the Whitecaps on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And remember, the package store is open 7 days a week for your convenience. When you want a change that puts more fun in your life, change to George's Cocktail Lounge and Restaurant on 45th Street, just west of High Line, West Palm Beach.
Thank you very much, Alan. Alan Sands will be here tomorrow morning at about, 10 o'clock, but we hold him off until 1 because he doesn't like to work too much. Sometimes we can't trust him. This is Susan Christie.
And I love onions.
I don't like snails or toads or frogs or strange things living under
talking about Dave like that.
Sweet 16's All-Americans continue to plan for your entertainment.
By the sea, by the sea, by the beautiful sea.
Yes, Sweet 16's All-Americans will be seeing you on the beach between 1 and 3 p.m. every weekend. Watch for us to liven up the scene as we pound the sand in our old-time bathing suits and with our WHEW beach umbrella. We'll be broadcasting swimming and surfing conditions right on the scene, and we'll be giving away Bubble Up, distributed by the Canada Dry Bottling Company, and records for your listening pleasure, too. It's just another way the WHEW All-Americans are planning for your weekend entertainment.
Here I love to be beside your side, beside the sea,
yeah.
Beside the seaside, by the beautiful sea.
Yee!
Yeah, big fat Chris Edwards over there this Saturday afternoon between 1 and 3 o'clock, giving away all sorts of goodies. If there's room enough for you and I on the beach, Kemosabe, we will be there. Let's open up the hit line. Number 10 tonight was sung by Lusty Dusty.
Hit line!
Number 10.
Wasn't me who changed, but you. And now
Don't you see that now you've gone, and I'm left here on my own, that I have to follow you and beg you to come home. You don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever, I will understand. Believe me, I can't help but love you. But believe me, I'll never tie you down. Left alone with just a memory, life seems dead and so unreal. All that's left is loneliness. There's nothing left to fear. You don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever, I will understand.
Dusty Springfield! What was that you were telling me, Dave, about you were cleaning, you were doing
something? Yes, old story, a very old story, too old maybe. A man up in the attic, an old Civil War veteran, going through all his old relics and things and came across his Dusty Springfield!
It's a fact that WAGW's All Americans have given away more than $14,000 in merchandise and services in our coupon contest. It's a fact that WAGW's wonderful weekend is a first in the Palm Beaches. It's a fact that the All-Americans of WAGW are planning for your entertainment.
Yippee! Oh, this is too much! A W-H-E-W. Wilson Pickett.
$90 of a hat. Just won't do. Yeah.
Number 29. Come on, Wilson. Come on.
I got to have all of your love.
I got to have it all of your love.
Yes.
Come on.
Not just the part, but all of your heart. Oh, yes, I do, child.
This was over.
Don't be in the wrong direction. Oh, no. Stop this thing. A man needs a little love and affection.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it do.
Come on.
Come on!
Come on! Come on! you hang out, I'll give you a popsicle in 5 minutes.
Sweet 16 W-H-A-W.
He's at 55.
Charge!
Good evening. This is Ted Koppel, ABC New York, with World Wrap-Up, the sound of the news this Wednesday, May 25th. In the top of the news, the sun sets on another part of the empire. New cutbacks in the auto industry and the VC attack, the Buddhists demonstrate. Details on these and other stories in a moment.
This is Chris Schenkel of ABC Radio Sports. This summer, our country faces the prospect of almost 2 million young Americans, 16 through 21, looking for work with little hope of finding it. Private employers, unions, churches, clubs, and colleges are urged to join all levels of government in supporting the president's 1966 Youth Opportunity Campaign. If you need help in finding the youngsters you want to help, call your local state employment service office.
And now the news. There was a time when the English proudly proclaimed that the sun never set on the British Empire. Nowadays, considering the bad weather in Britain and the number of former colonies that have gained independence, the sun rarely rises over the empire. Tonight, in fact at this hour, British Guiana becomes independent. This report now from the BBC's John Osmond in Georgetown.
They're already celebrating in Georgetown, and at midnight, the Union Jack is lowered. About 50,000 people are expected to attend the ceremony at which the new flag of Guyana is hoisted officially for the first time. Well, the moment is likely to be one of great emotion for those here who played significant parts in shaping Guyana during its post-war history of tortuous politics and sometimes ugly racialism.
But from the BBC's John Osmond, as the British Guiana ends 135 years under British rule. In Detroit, the auto industry publication called Ward's Automotive reports tonight that U.S. car makers are slashing production schedules by 100,000 units for the three-month period ending July 31st. This, says Ward's Automotive, is in addition to the estimated 175,000 units lopped off production schedules 2 weeks ago. Meantime, the car industry's inventory of unsold new cars hit a record 1.6 million units this month. Two Viet Cong terror attacks in Saigon tonight. A hand grenade was tossed at an American military villa, and a Claymore mine was left near an American warehouse. The grenade did not go off. The mine did, but no one was hurt. Earlier today in Saigon, a veritable blanket of tear gas spread by riot police and Vietnamese Marines succeeded in breaking up an anti-government march by Buddhist demonstrators. Apparently, though, the Buddhists plan more of the same. This late shortwave report received in New York from ABC's Roger Peterson in Saigon.
Saigon is bracing for another day of scattered demonstrations, liberally dosed with tear gas. Vietnamese riot police and Marines are controlling the demonstrations.